This book deals with four murder cases during World War II, for which 15 German war prisoners held in camps on American soil were sentenced to death and 14 hanged. It emphasizes one case that best illustrates how the War Department interpreted, observed, and violated the Geneva Convention of 1929. It also deals with the War Department's consequent diplomatic and public relations problems and with its attempts to control the prison camps. At present, the Pentagon defends itself against the charge of abusing war prisoners, but during the war, it was charged with mollycoddling them. Whatever abuses occurred in wartime could be kept secret. The four crimes, trials, and executions thus received little or no publicity. The bodies of 14 Germans lay in complete obscurity among the unclaimed corpses of disgraced American ex-soldiers in a small prison cemetery about a mile from the disciplinary barracks at Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. How then did they come to be remembered? Richard Whittingham discovered the neglected cemetery by chance while he was serving as a news writer for the Disciplinary Barracks Public Information Office in the 1960s. Curiosity piqued, he found a small file kept in a locked cabinet, along with other files, on subjects about which the Army was reluctant to provide information. It would take him more than 6 years, in those days before the Freedom of Information Act, before his curiosity was satisfied. He published his book, Martial Justice, The Last Mass Execution in the United States, in 1971. Whittingham succeeded in telling a fascinating story based on interviews and archival research. Unfortunately, he provided no footnotes. John Hammond Moore became interested in one of the four murder cases while researching the Faustball Tunnel, German Prisoners of War in America and Their Great Escape, 1978, which occurred at a camp for naval prisoners at Papago Park, Arizona. Arnold Kramer's Nazi Prisoners of War in America, an invaluable general history published in 1979, also mentioned the camp murders in a chapter devoted to the War Department's struggle to maintain control of the prisoner of war camps. None of these three authors intended to delve into the Pentagon politics behind the four murder trials or into the diplomatic problems they produced. To my knowledge, the only German book that tells of the Papago Park case, Die Gefangenen, Leben und Überleben deutscher Soldaten hinter Stacheldraht, written by Paul Carell and Gunther Bodeker in 1980, relied entirely on the books by Moore and Whittingham for information. In 1980, someone else discovered and explored the cemetery at Fort Leavenworth. A corrections officer, Sergeant Kenneth Knox, came across it on a Sunday bicycle ride with his wife. He sensed that something was not right here. The place was dirty and unkempt. The headstones, hidden in weeds, contained names and death dates, but no military rank, since American soldiers convicted of crimes had been dishonorably discharged. But along the back fence, we noticed another row of headstones separated from the rest by at least 100 feet. These markers had German names, German ranks, and only 3 death dates within 6 weeks of each other after the war had ended. Sergeant Knox began asking questions. At the local newspaper morgue, he learned that Nazi extremists had been hanged for trying to control the prisoner of war camps. He queried the National Archives, which denied having any information. Then an officer suggested that he use the words Freedom of Information Act request. This time, he received a large package of documents that raised more questions than they answered.